Right, Shema Bakolitian, as Nefaka Shivas, the Kotach Nunai. Shmayad and Anya Mord. Kim Chasicha, Leman, the Tivore. Isi Adonai Kivistan of Shev, and with Vera Kalti. Shil Adonai, Mishamrim Laboker, Shamrim Laboker. I saw London, I came under my chassid, we have been off with us. We have danced, you said, we call upon us. Rabbi Pritansky, Brishos, the Rabbanim. There are different types of fasts. We just said, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu, Ki Betzara Gadol Anafnu. And they're the types of Taniels, which are responses to immediate tzaros or historical tzaros. Of course, the classic psukim in Parshas Naso, Al Tzara Tzara Eschem, when there's a crisis, we respond with an immediate tainus. Most of our Taniels are based on past moments of crisis and tragedy and trauma. Tisha B'Av, certainly Shivasar B'Tamas. But then there are other types of Taniels. There's a very interesting story that evidently took place between Reb Chaim Volozhina and Reb Zalman Margolis. Reb Chaim Volozhina formed the famous Volozhina Yeshiva, the first great modern yeshiva, which has spawned so many great yeshivas in its aftermath. Evidently, Reb Zalman Margolis also formed the yeshiva. He's a contemporary of Reb Chaim. And Reb Zalman asked Reb Chaim Volozhina, why was your yeshiva so successful when my yeshiva nosedived? So Reb Chaim asked Reb Zalman, what did you do the first day of your yeshiva? So Zalman said, the day we opened my yeshiva, we had a big mesiba, and big rikudim, and a big sudas mitzvah. Reb Chaim Volozhina said, evidently the day they opened Volozhin, they were gozer tanis. Everyone davened that the yeshiva should have siyata d'shmaya, because without siyata d'shmaya, no human convention will be successful. So sometimes the tanis is in response to a tragedy, sometimes it's more in response to a challenge, to a transitional moment. And I had that feeling a little bit about Asara B'Tevis. There was a tragedy that occurred today, the surrounding of the city, and that has the tragic element to it. But some of the other events which occurred, not necessarily on Asara B'Teves, but during the month of Teves, and Chazal were Kovea, the 10th of Teves, don't necessarily carry that tragic feel. They're transitional moments. Ezra and Nehemiah were Niftar around this time. We have no record that it was tragic or premature or assassinated. It just left a gaping hole. These were the last Nevi'im, or amongst the last Nevi'im. And not just were we transitioning from the world of Nevuah and prophecy to the world of the Chachamim, the post-Nevuah era, but also these were the two people who tried to rally Am Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael. And sadly, the scarce attendance and the scarce migration to Eretz Yisrael, only 42,000 people moved, condemned the second Beis HaMikdash to be less than it could have been. It stripped it of its potential. It could have been Yemos HaMashiach. And when they passed, evidently that process, which they had labored for, ground to a halt. So it wasn't tragic as much as it was the end of an era, and it challenged us. I think a similar feeling emerges from the third event, which is tagged to the month of Teves and to today, and it's important for us to distill it properly and to face the challenge, not necessarily the tragedy. And that was the translation of the Torah for the first time into Targum Shivim, into Septuagint, more or less in the 3rd century. Chazal have different reports of it. Seems like at one point there may have been five Talmid Chachamim that translated it, and then later 70 scholars that translated it. And certainly the primary Makor that we have based on Megillas Tainis was a very sad day. Evidently there's a supernatural darkness that engulfed the earth for 3 days to demonstrate how sad and tragic it was. What's so tragic about translating the Torah? In fact, Rashi says in the beginning of Devarim, Hoel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Azos. What does Rashi say? Moshe translated on the day he died into 70 languages. So if Moshe was translating Yeshua, if they were translating the Torah into 70 languages, what's the tragedy and what's the Eis Tzara? And why is this a fast which is transitional, not necessarily traumatic? The issue is as follows. The Greek culture was the first culture to establish civilization, to advance science, democracy. They organized their world. Cosmos is the Greek world for order. They were the first society, first culture to escape the barbarism and the cannibalism of the ancient savages. This was the first. That's what makes Hanukkah so potent. because the fact that Yiddishkeit triumphed in the past over the wild tribes of Canaan is no great chiddush, as we say. They were cannibals. We were omnim lifnei Hashem. We had morality, ethics, society, community. It wasn't a tremendous innovation. But this was the first time, Hanukkah, that Yiddishkeit met a worthy contender. Another system for civilization to create societies, organized, just, equitable democracies. So they advanced the human condition culturally. They also advanced the human condition religiously. The ancients worshipped planets. They worshipped trees. They worshipped fish and sea monsters. They worshipped molten idols. The Greeks were first starting to grasp, and humanity through the Greeks were first starting to grasp that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not physical. Their gods were ethereal beings, Apollo, Zeus, Diana, Mercury. They still didn't reach the conclusive monotheism of Hashem Echad. They couldn't process that the diversity and the dichotomy of this world all stems from the Ribono Shel Olam, from one being. That they couldn't get. I set my watch for 8:39, 4:39, so 1 minute, because they want to delay the fast. But they're polytheists, they're not paganists. They had multiple gods, but they're not yet along the road to monotheism. Remember, the Septuagint is translated around the 3rd century. About 700 years later, the world has turned monotheist. The Roman Empire has become Catholic, Christian, and the Arabic world has become, by and large, Islam. In the 13th century, the Jews were put on trial. Torah was put on trial in Barcelona. And when, of course, Judaism was found guilty of crimes against Christianity, the community was very depressed. And the Ramban wrote a sefer called Torah Sashem Tamima. And in this little sefer, the Ramban says that though Christianity and Islam are tragedies historically, theologically, they're welcome developments because they help us convert the world to monotheism. Our world's a better world that people are Christians and Islams rather than Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the classic sense. That process begins with the Targum Shiftim. That process begins on Aseret HaTeves when the Greeks, advancing the human imagination and human religion, see in Torah the source of Chachma. They want to translate it. This is not a Greek king, but an Egyptian king under Greek influence, King Ptolemy, and they want to try to draw its Chachma and advance humanity. Of course, the challenge is because as much as they lift ideas from the Torah, they're going to corrupt ideas and distort ideas and pervert ideas. And that's really the challenge of Aseret HaTeves. We're happy that Torah is being translated, and we're happy that's our function as Bnei Avram. That's our function as Ovdei Hashem, Masakin Olam, Malchus Shakai, V'Eidna Kol Pol Ki Atofi Alto. And we're happy when Torah disseminates and Torah's values, but it's still not the pure brand of Torah. There still is paganism and Christianity. There still is militantism and disregard for life in Islam. So we're waiting on Aseret HaTeves for the Torah not to be translated by human hand. And I'll just conclude by reading the way that Maseches Sofer, which is one of the small Maseches, why it was such a tragedy. This doesn't appear in the Gemara. It says, V'hayayom kasha l'Yisrael. Why was it so difficult? Shelo haisa ha-Torah yecholo l'hitargim kol Sofer. Because they couldn't properly capture the Torah. I don't think it means they didn't know what the words were. They didn't have linguists. But you can't capture the totality of Torah through human convention. As much as the world was trying to absorb the wisdom of Torah and disseminate it, it was corrupted. It was in some ways distorted. And that's the challenge of Aseret HaTeves, is to welcome the dissemination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, but understand that in the human sphere, in the human realm, it's going to be inadequate. Amen.